Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. October is National Pizza Month, and I, Sean Taylor, am on my fifth annual mission to eat a slice of pizza a day at 31 different locations with at least one witness. This podcast is an audio log of my quest for the 31 days of pizza. Today was day 30 of Pizza Month 2006, and I went to Arturo's Coal Oven Pizza. I met up with
Rachel Mason
and Ben Houck,
and I ordered
sliced sausage and peppers.
Today is day 30, October 30th, the penultimate pizza day of 2006. And I am at Arturo's Coal Oven Pizza. It is at the corner of West Houston and Thompson Street, and I'm excited because I know it might be too soon to say it, but I'm thinking I'm gonna last the whole 31 days because I'm pretty hungry for some coal-fired pizza today, and tomorrow's La Pizza Fresca, so I think I might just be able to do it. Thank you for listening and bearing with me.
So we don't have the pizza yet, but I need to run and play darts for my dart team. Unfortunately, I really love this pizza here, so I probably will eat a slice and then run. But what did you remember about the pizza you had last year, Rachel?
Well,
because we're ordering the same thing, right?
We are ordering the same thing that we've gotten for 2 years in a row, and the crust here is very crispy because it's coal-fired, and the toppings are awesome. And the sauce is not sweet, which I personally like a lot.
Savory rather than sweet.
Savory rather than sweet, correct. I'd say it's my next to Grimaldi's, my favorite pizza in the city.
It's some delicious pizza. I remember last year we had the sausage and peppers, same thing we ordered this year. And I remember eating a lot of it. I know when it comes here, I'm going to only eat one slice. But it's coal-fired, and you can probably hear the jazz. That's not on a tape. That's live. It's just in the next room, and you know they don't expect tips, but you know I'm sure they accept them.
I have a question.
Yeah, and now, Ben, you've never been here before.
No.
Would you come back just with the ambiance alone?
Oh, actually, no, I have been here, but I don't remember what food I had.
Probably pizza.
But I do have a question. May I ask you a question? So you said it was savory, not sweet. You could call me verbally challenged when it comes to savory. Does savory for you mean salty? Does savory mean for you non-sweet? How do you describe savory?
Me? I'm the one who said that was...
Oh, you said that.
Put the word in her mouth.
Oh.
But so long as I recently read it, and that, you know, because I've been doing a lot of these pizza things. But savory does mean salt.
So you find it's this like pizza salty?
Well, it's if anything, it's not sweet. It sort of has a... I remember drinking a lot of water when I was here last year. It's hard having not eaten it in a year to comment on it. But I remember really liking it, and you know, we could talk more about the ambiance. Here comes the pizza.
It's here.
All right. So now the pizza just arrived, and we are excited. I'm going to eat it as quick as possible. Thank you very much. And sure enough, just as we had said, is a crispy crust, and it's a little thicker than like other coal-fired pizza, which is something that I prefer because, you know, sometimes you'll just shoot through like a whole pizza or half a pizza, and then you know, it still is pretty thin, but the crust on the edge is nice and thick and has that the charred edges, which indicate that it has been coal-fired. The peppers are pretty well distributed. The cheese goes all the way out to the edge. There's plenty of tomato sauce. I wish I could spend my time enjoying it and savoring it in a different way. So I just finished my slice, and Ben's in the middle of his, but since I need to run, what did you think of the first slice you had? Because you've never, you maybe never had the pizza here, right?
I've had it here. I don't remember what it was like. I especially like the crust of it. I was just saying that it was. You guys said charred, but it's a little black on it. It's crispy isn't the word I'd describe it because it has some weight to it. When I think of crispy, it doesn't have weight. It has some weight to it, and it's kind of charred, and that really helps it for me. The cheese falls off of it. I'm not fond of when the cheese falls off.
Well, Yeah. Wait, the cheese does fall off or does not?
Off of my slice, the cheese, like most of the cheese ended off of my slice. I'm not crazy when that happens.
Yeah, I mean, that tends to happen because of like center loading, you know, if the top is, but visually I don't see the center loading. Maybe, but, and mine kept a real sturdy foundation. But if it, you know, if it, I do see there's toppings on your plate, so, you know. Give it another try, though. Give it another whirl. Eat another slice. What do you think of the topping quality? Because this is, Rachel, you know, turned me on to this topping. Yeah, sausage and peppers. And it's, I think I see why she gets it, you know, or why we order it, because it's so good. It's such a great combination. But what do you think?
Well, I'm mostly eating the toppings right off with a fork off of my plate right now. I'm only sampling it now. It's not striking me any particular way. I feel like it's taken away. Since it's so dispersed, my experience of this slice, so I don't have a good sense of it. So
you
I
know
need to eat this
happen?
Other one.
You're going
to
eat more slices, and you're going to love them, but I'm already going to be gone.
I'll be able to integrate them.
Yeah, maybe you can you record an audio file and email it over to what you really thought
God.
About.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And Rachel, thanks so much for turning me on to Arturo's, or you know, signing up for this month and last year, and then the year before that. any last things that you now that the pizza's here and now you've had a slice that you wanted you were like, oh, and also I really like this.
Well, it's pretty much exactly as I described. I would say the mozzarella is a little cheesier this year. Mm-hmm. I haven't had this probably in about a year either, but it does seem like it's more mozzarella-y than years past. So I don't know if that's this pizza or if it's the new trend for tourists. But it's great.
Good both ways. Good both ways, even with the new mozzarella trend. And Ben, you'll notice the trend because it's the mozzarella's on your plate. So when you get to the plate. Then, yeah. But thank you guys very much for joining me for Pizza Month.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you for tuning in to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast, Pizza Month edition. Please stay subscribed and follow me in my quest for the 31 days of pizza.